Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Okay, so much of the music news today and perhaps for the rest of the week will be focusing on yet another singer who's had a relationship with Dr. Luke. We're all familiar by this time that Kesha is at least in the beginning, was the focus on this battle to get out of her contract with Dr. Luke because he allegedly sexually abused her and abused her in general. So now it comes out that Kelly Clarkson is working with Dr. Luke on this song. He produced at least three songs. Is that right, Jen, Richie? Has worked with him.
Used to work with Dr. Luke.
Here's E! Entertainment's Sheila Bradshaw reporting on Kelly Clarkson's comments regarding working with this guy, Dr. Luke.
Kelly Clarkson blasts Dr. Luke and claims she was blackmailed into working with him. Kesha's not the only singer to speak out against the music producer. Kelly worked with Dr. Luke on her hit Since You've Been Gone and My Life Would Suck Without You. While she says Kesha's experience is very different than hers, Clarkson calls him not a good guy and goes on to say this about his character.
He will just lie to people. So it's like, what? Like, and it makes the artist look bad. And he's kind of difficult to work with, kind of demeaning. And it's just kind of unfortunate.
But a source offers another take on Clarkson's business relationship with the producer, telling E! News Luke was asked to work with her and that Kelly had actually returned to do more music with him.
So I want to hear from Kelly Clarkson herself. Richie, cut 126, where she explains that working with Dr. Luke wasn't what she wanted to do.
Obviously, he's a talented dude, but he's just lied a lot, and like just his character kind of... I mean, I've run into a couple really bad situations. Like, musically, it's been really hard for me because he will just lie to people. So it's like, what? Like, and it makes the artist look bad. And then he's done it. And he's kind of difficult to work with, kind of demeaning. And it's just kind of unfortunate. And, you know, because people are like, oh, you've worked with Max and Luke. And I'm like, well, Max and Luke are very different. You know, obviously the dude is a talented guy, but character-wise, I only worked with him. Even the last time I worked with him, I only worked with him because literally I got blackmailed by my label.
Really?
Like, they were like, we will not put your album, like, if you don't do this. Yeah, it was a really hard time for me. And I try and make the best of the situation. And that's the unfortunate thing. Like, I see, like, in the lawsuit situation, like, I mean, you know, a contract is a contract at the end of the day. And, like, you know, a lot of us artists, like, y'all don't see, like, how much behind the scenes, like, you just get, like...
Screwed.
I mean, it's hard. And we have a whole crew to support. Like, you know, we have our whole touring, you know, crew and people that depend on us for their livelihood. So it's like, sometimes you have to make decisions, like, that you just kind of have to swallow that pill.
Kelly Clarkson says her situation is different than Kesha's.
Her situation is very different from mine, apparently. Like, he had never did anything like that with me. And so I don't know that part, but you know, people are like, oh, why don't you defend her? And I'm like, hey, I'll be really honest about the guy, but I don't know that situation, you know. But if it's true, that I can't imagine, like, working with somebody that, especially at a young age. Man, she was really young when she started working with him.
You know what? You said something the other day that really intrigued me, and I want you to explain this either more now or later on to me, on or off the air, about you signed up a $15 a month to a streaming, some new streaming.
I use Apple Music.
Apple Music.
And
you can get anything, old or new.
Yep.
For $15 a month.
Yep.
And you can download it on any device you have, in the car, out of the car, in
as
the
long
house.
As it has Apple Music on it, or AKA iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now I could just open up and name a song, name an artist, I can go listen to it.
I'd like to have this thing.
It's,
if I could have it, listen to music. I mean, you go to Sirius.
Quality of Sirius audio
not
for
as good.
Music is terrible.
Yeah.
For talk, it's great.
Push the green button, then the red one, then the yellow one, and then we'll be all set here. Coming up to half past the hour on the overly informative and exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy.
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
John Bramlett is an unusually gifted painter. He's also an inspiration to countless people.
Just after he turned 30, the lights went out. John went blind, and the cause is still unknown.
At first, he was sad, frustrated, and angry. He turned to painting, something he had always wanted to do.
That's when he made an amazing discovery. He says he sees better now than he did before.
He learned to distinguish colors by their feel. He developed his memory so he could picture the painting in his mind as he touches it with his hands.
You have gifts you may not even know about. You don't have to wait for a major life event to discover them.
But even adversity can lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.